welcome back to the show.
It'd be weird Adventures. If it was a solar eclipse of the moon.
Yeah. Yeah, but they you know, in Rocky Horror Picture Show, don't they say, do they have a song about it? A solar eclipse of the sun?
Do they?
I think that's what happened. Anyway, back to the actual solar eclipse. I found an article about snacks for your cosmic party.
And snacks for my cosmic party?
Yeah, your solar eclipse party you're going to have.
Am I having one of those?
Yeah, we're coming over. Get prepared.
Okay, when is this again?
April 8th, you'll be hosting.
There's only one problem, Dawn.
Yeah.
I'm not hosting that party. But more importantly, we don't get the solar eclipse here.
We don't. But I met two ladies who we were making plans with. They're like, oh, we can't go do that thing that weekend because we're going to the solar eclipse in Arkansas. And I was like, oh.
That's cool.
Yeah, so April 8th, it's a highly anticipated solar eclipse. It will darken skies across North America for over 4 minutes as the moon passes directly between Earth and the sun. So there's like a diagonal swath of it that goes across the country that is like from Texas up. It's missing us. That's the point. But we can still celebrate it and we could watch it on TV.
Yeah.
And it's an excuse to make some cool foods.
Well, I wish that it was coming overhead because when we were in, I think this was last year, we went to Cozumel and we went to this Mayan ruin and they had these little pieces of obsidian rock. You know obsidian? It's like black. And apparently the Mayans would take pieces of obsidian and like create little discs, like cut out little discs of obsidian, and you could use it to look up at the sun.
Oh.
And you can like look, so you put it over your eye so that you're not staring obviously directly at the sun because it would blind
you. Yeah, don't do that.
But you can then look through the rock, the obsidian rock, and see like the shape of the sun. So if there's an eclipse, you can see it without burning your eyeballs.
That's great because you're not, I remember as a kid, we had like this special cardboard box thing that we made in school for it. Well, it looks like what?
Do you want to hold for some breaking news?
Yeah.
Mike just sent us.
Oh, Mike sent us a text.
A message from Catherine, the Princess of Wales.
They actually put out a message. And there's also a People article that was posted out as well. But Kate Middleton is undergoing treatment for cancer.
Wow. Is this a spoken message?
This is a spoken message, yes.
Can we play it?
I can see if I can pull it up here.
Oh my gosh, who cares about the sun?
I know, right? This is fascinating.
Oh my gosh.
You know what's interesting is I think a lot of people speculated about the, you know, variety of reasons that Kate Middleton had abdominal surgery. And I think a lot of us talked about the fact that we didn't really need to know what was going on.
Yeah.
But that there was,
we were talking about all the speculation and stupid things like she's on The Masked Singer. And
but I think this, what's interesting is it just seems like the likely story is the likely story. You know,
yes.
Everybody tried
Occam's
to make
razor.
All
yes.
of these conspiracy theories about like she was aliens, you know, like left, right.
She
and
was
center.
On The Masked Singer. William had killed her.
I mean, a lot of tongue-in-cheek stuff, but this is actually, so this is interesting. All right, can we listen to,
I'm still working on it.
All right. Oh, no problem.
So Mike just sent a text, and this was published on Twitter from Kensington Royal. Presumably all of their media channels have published this now.
All right, we've got it now.
All right, let's listen. This is the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, talking about the reason for her recent surgery.
Oh.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family, but I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock, And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well and getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body, and spirit. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support, and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. It means so much to us both. We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment. My work has always brought me a deep sense of joy, and I look forward to being back when I'm able. But for now, I must focus on making a full recovery. At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
That's a touching message.
It really is. Oh,
it's really, you know, your heart goes out to her and you think about what it must. I was just thinking about like what it must be like when she referenced her children. Like, not only does she have to deal with this herself, and her and William have to deal with this, and not only does she have to deal with this in terms of like her future role and all that stuff, but most importantly, she has to take the time to deal with her children and explain things to them. So that there's so many layers of complexity to this. You imagine that, you know, I hope the people around her have kept the world's, you know, curiosity away from her such that she has been able to focus.
Yeah, I would say that'd be almost impossible, you know.
Well, hopefully she's off social media and she's not like looking at her phone.
Right. Or any tabloids or any.
I mean, it's not like she's picking up newspapers. I'm just saying she has the ability, hopefully, to sort of focus on the things that are important. The one thing I will say is this just goes back to the. Well, maybe we should just react to that first. Dawn, did you?
No,
I just react to the news that we've just learned that Kate Middleton again announced that she is undergoing chemotherapy for cancer that was found after her treatment in December.
Right.
Surgery.
So they thought that it, whatever the situation was not cancerous. And then they found out that it was. Well, I thought that the way she spoke about it, you know, sounded very sincere. And she kept talking about, thank you for being so kind and compassionate to me and caring. And I'm like, people have not been too caring about this. So thank you for reiterate or telling us what you, how you want us to behave. Really?
Well, but I bet that people have surrounded her with kind words. Like the people that are actually getting through, the trolls on the internet are not getting through to her, I hope.
Yeah.
But I bet a lot of people around her have been sending her well wishes.
Yes, yes. And then
we just like to focus on the trolls.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's be clear.
You know, you've had anybody from, Stephen Colbert to Piers Morgan to the world talking about this and all the conspiracies. So, talking about her children in that's very, it reminds us like, oh yeah, let's be kind. There are kids involved. And P.S., you know, anybody else suffering, don't give up hope. That's just, it was crafted very well.
Let us come back from a break.
Yes.
And continue the story. We're going to continue to give you all the details that we know. Kate Middleton made this announcement through the Kensington Palace social media accounts.
Mm-hmm.
We'll again restate what we know and react to the news. Although shocking, certainly, and very emotional
mm-hmm.
announcement that she made. We'll talk about it when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
The Little Blind Spot.
Hey, it's Bradley. Have you been thinking about window treatments for your home, but you've been holding out for a good deal? Well, I have good news. That deal is happening at Little Blind Spot with the Hunter Douglas Style and Savings Event. Now through April 1st, you can get a $75 rebate per shade when you purchase 4 to 10 Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades, Pirouette Window Shadings, Silhouette Window Shadings, or Vignette Modern Roman Shades, including Power View Automation. Other exclusions and restrictions apply, so ask for details. Hunter Douglas window treatments are a smart investment. Apart from the design improvements, there are many practical benefits. They improve the lifespan of your furniture, the quality of sleep you get at night, and even the amount you pay in energy bills. Every penny you can save counts these days, and so does supporting local. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins today or online at littleblindspot.com. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
The Little Blind Spot, we're big on service.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Breaking news just happened in the last segment. If you're just joining us, we've all been concerned with the state of the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, and where she's been and her health, and speculating all kinds of things. Well, now she has made a statement through Kensington Royal talking about the fact that she has cancer, that she's been having chemotherapy treatments, and reminding people to just, you know, it was a very nice message.
And I will say, just to be particular about it, she talked about how she had that surgery. Sounds like afterward they found there was some cancerous whatever that I'm assuming there was, they removed something and then there was some cancer, and that then she, or since then, has now started what she called preventative chemotherapy, which I thought was an interesting choice of words, because that would indicate perhaps the diagnosis or the what's the word I'm looking for, because I'm not a doctor, prognosis is perhaps a more positive one. Preventative being the key word there, meaning that whatever cancer there was, they must have removed. And now to make sure that they don't have an issue to deal with going forward, she'll be going through this, which is also seemingly a positive prospect.
Right. It sounds like she, not knowing what the situation is, it sounds like she's pretty lucky to have caught something maybe in an early stage, or, you know, it was just by chance that they, you know, they were thinking it was a non-cancerous situation, and then finding that out that it was, seems like, without knowing anything else, seems like there could have some hope there.
Yeah, she says
it hasn't spread.
In January, just to reiterate her statement, Kate Middleton said in a video that has been released and we played in the last segment, in January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I am now in the early stages of that, which explains the absence. And, you know, I wanted to talk about sort of the emotion and just honor the, like, woof of the statement that she made. Like, that's a lot. And for her to come out and do an actual video is so personal and intimate from a royal family that is not used to doing such things. Even the king has not, you know, done a similar as intimate statement
that's
being
right.
released. So I just wanted to honor that. But then I want to double back at some point, and maybe it's too early even at this point, but I want to just point out that I don't know that she has been served by the best people around her in terms of the communications strategy here, because I just feel like having to put her out there to make that statement, A, is just terribly sad and tragic. Right.
Right.
Now, I assume she wanted to because she's seen probably a lot of the speculation, and maybe she thought, OK, the only thing that's going to work to quiet people's speculation at this point is my own voice.
And I have to appear.
But I have to believe. Yes, exactly. But I also have to believe that we could have maybe dealt with this in a different way. It's hard to know because we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. But now think about the fact that at the very same time, the king was dealing with something very similar, maybe even worse. We don't know.
Yes.
But they gave us a modicum of information in a way. Nobody's speculating about what's going on with the king. Now, people in the conspiracy theory area were fine, but the average person, it didn't become a cultural meme.
Right.
The way that this Kate Middleton conversation has. Maybe there's a little bit of gendered stuff going on there, but do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They were more upfront
because
about the king.
Because they were upfront, right.
And therefore less speculation. I'm curious why they didn't do that for Kate, because I would hope people advised her, hey, if we're going to have to put some information out there, better to do it sooner rather than later, so that we don't have to put you on a park bench talking to the world about your most intimate details.
Right. Which I'm sure that this wasn't her preferred choice.
Yeah,
she would
course.
Rather keep it private.
Yeah.
As a mom, she's also like, think about if, and we know many people that have been diagnosed with cancer and have lost their lives to cancer. Your first concern is how to deal with it, I'm sure, yourself and with your children or family.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So to just be able to deal with that and also feeling physically awful by going through chemotherapy and wanting to have, you know, the whole world, like everything about them is on display all the time. So I think that there's a protection that she has, like, let this be mine. Let at least my body be mine, you know, and what's going on with it to be private. And then they probably saw how out of control that it's gotten. And they're like, you're going to have to do you're going to have to make a statement.
But this is why I think that if there's some blame to go around, it goes to the people around her that are responsible for communicating this. This is the royal family. There is no bodily integrity.
Mm-mm.
You don't, like, yes, there should be.
Yeah.
And that's why we are obsessed with the crown, because we realize the weird cage / hellscape that you are signing up for when you enter the royal family. I'm not saying you lose your personhood, but in a way they kind of do to themselves. I'm not saying intentionally or whatever, and it's a long history. Watch the Netflix series. What I'm saying is somebody could have seen that she would not be afforded the privacy she should have been.
Yeah, they could have predicted this, that the world would go crazy. So
we'll continue to talk about it as we come to know it. Again, Kate Middleton announcing that she is undergoing chemotherapy following her surgery in December. And we've got more in other news to share with you later in this hour right here on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, the adventures of Bradley and Dawn. We are going to move on from the breaking news about Kate Middleton. It's all over social media if you didn't hear. But we're going to move on to Food Porn Friday.
Food porn.
Food porn. And don't worry, we're going to get back to the biggest story of the day at some point. But it is Friday, Dawn, and we have to put a food in our pie hole that we've never put in there before. And you found something at a store. Where did you find this concoction?
Well, I was getting some more mozzarella cheese for the pizza rolls.
Oh, yeah.
At Cub.
The award-winning pizza rolls that place third place.
That's right. At Cub Foods.
Cub Foods!
And it was right up by the checkout, so I went, oh, what's this? Coca-Cola spiced.
Oh,
and
is
I'm
this
like kind of spice?
Is this for like Dune or something?
Well, I didn't know if it was like, that's good.
Maybe it is the spice from Dune. If it was, they would have put the dumb thing on the thing, but they didn't. So they missed an opportunity, Coca-Cola.
Yeah, well, maybe they didn't have like an agreement with Dune.
So they're like, let's just put spice. Well, what do we know? Because when I hear spiced, I think I instantly thought of, like, I don't know, pumpkin spice, cinnamon or something.
I thought, but, like, peppery spice. I didn't know what.
Yeah, like jalapeno, Coca-Cola. But then there's some other words on this thing.
Yeah, and it's very small, and it says raspberry spiced.
What the hell is raspberry spiced Coca-Cola?
I don't know.
And why would anybody want that?
Yeah, because when you eat raspberries, they're not spicy.
Raspberries! So this is a combo platter. I will say, and Mike pointed this out as he was inundated or assaulted with the scent of raspberry upon opening the bottle.
Yeah, it gives you a punch. It almost smells, upon further smelling of this, it almost smells like Double Bubble original bubble gum, like from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Opening up that, it has a very, I mean, it's almost like a fake smelling.
Yes, have like you, candy.
It smells to me, have you ever had I forget what this is called, like a, the name's sitting at the tip of my brain.
Okay.
It's like a plastic cup. Sherbet-y kind of ice cream thing with a gumball at the bottom. Remember when you go to the ice cream truck and it was sort of like
one of those kind of products. Okay.
Yeah, from the ice cream man, and it was like a plastic cup, but like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Not a triangle, but a pyramid shape almost cup. And it had a gumball at the bottom, and it was kind of that, it not a push up, but a sherbet-y substance.
Gumball bottoms.
Called like a slam.
Two ball, a screwball?
Screwball! Screwball!
Two ball screwball.
That's what it's called.
Well, that's what they used to call me in college.
That is, what is it? It's called. From Popsicle.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a Popsicle. Screwball. Okay.
It has that kind of like,
I would,
sherbet-y.
Yeah, I'm not into sherbet.
I love sherbet.
Ugh. I don't like
Should we taste it?
Yeah, let's taste it.
Enough in case of you're this. Wondering, yeah, there was also the commercial that if you've been to a movie recently, you've probably seen it, or I think it was a Super Bowl ad, where all these people are like, oh, spiced Coke, and they take a drink, and then the camera goes in their mouth, and it shows them, like, experiencing this otherworldly sensation.
No. Oh, my
and then
God.
Then the next one's like, oh, no, that's not what it tastes like. It tastes like this. And then it does it again for the grandma, and then it does it again for the kids. Like,
oh, my God,
it's a fun commercial that just kind of says it's going to be an experience for everyone a little differently.
Everybody gets their own ride.
Wow, we're gonna trip, basically, is what they're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm gonna taste it.
All right, Mike and Don are both shoveling it into their gullet.
Mm.
What do you taste, kids? I need words, because otherwise, it's just
okay.
Dead
so
air.
There is a spice to it that's like, but not too much. It's like there's not a real bite to it. It has sort of a fake taste, like a fake fruit taste, and then there's a creamy aftertaste. But I didn't, it's not like I'm tripping.
That's gut rotty. If you drink a lot of that, that is
significantly underwhelming.
Yeah.
There's a little bit up front, and then it falls dead flat at the end.
Absolutely. There's I just bought this on Tuesday.
No, it like falls off a cliff. I can't tell what that is.
It's not enough of whatever they were trying to do.
There you go.
No, it falls flat. It tastes almost like,
remember how the Rosalia Coke was so good and it had almost a tropical taste to it? It was like a pina colada type taste. That was good.
And even what was the other one? Star something.
Yeah.
Starlight. There you go. Starlight had a really big flavor that hit you and kind of stayed with you. It was almost like a Coke, like a cream soda type vibe, like a caramely.
Does my mouth have a coating in it now? Like a waxy.
I don't know. I think you get a little bit on the front end and then it just stops. It's like, meh. I'm
exactly.
Done.
Like, there's really nothing.
Maybe
it just
a little
tastes
perfume?
Like
perfume?
Yes.
This tastes like I made a brandy diet and then I forgot to drink it and I woke up the next morning and I took a sip of it and this is exactly what it would taste like.
Did you just say brandy diet?
Yeah, because brandy has like it's got a fruity flavor to it.
Okay.
So I'm saying it has
you're
like
saying
this
brandy
fruity
with Diet Coke?
Yeah, but then flat because it sat out all night long.
Yeah,
like, that's what it feels
but
like.
But now I want you to not drink any and then just go.
What are you doing? Nobody can see
blow
that.
Around some air in your mouth because it's almost a little perfumey back there.
Like a double bubble.
Like it's just leaving some
That like now a has a bubble gum.
Just got done eating a chewing a bubble gum, whatever it's called.
Bubble
gum. Double bubble.
Oh my God, are you tripping?
Maybe I am.
Maybe we are. Ooh. Where am I?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to try some
Bradley,
more.
You've just turned into a peacock.
Cute.
Mm.
I would say of the Cokes that we've had, this is a distant third.
Yeah.
A distant third is exactly right. I mean,
they should just call it Coca-Cola distant third.
Yeah. It's just not, their mistake is
that
they didn't put enough.
It smells way better than it tastes.
Yeah.
Like they just didn't put enough of whatever artificial flavoring in it. They were too scared to go too far.
Or maybe they did go too far and that aftertaste it left was like over the top. Because I could see how that would work.
Yeah.
If the flavor that it punches you with would stay around for a while, it would not be good.
Maybe. What if this could be a good dirty soda, though? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Bradley, did you do? You were not here for dirty soda.
You didn't?
No.
We got to get you some dirty soda, son.
I think you'd love it.
Did you just call me son? Okay, yeah. Mom.
Here's the thing. This is a full-blooded Coke with sugar in it.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a lot of sugar.
Same. Great.
So I am kind of tripping. Like, I'm feeling jazzy. That's why I just called you son.
Yeah, that is decidedly underwhelming.
Okay, man.
Well, now Dawn just wants to get high on shugs.
It's fine. I should stop.
Yeah, not my favorite. Coke, you've done better.
Yeah.
Although I will say, I don't know how you guys feel about a regular Coke. I'm not a fan of a regular Coke anymore. I think my brain has been so manipulated by Diet Coke that I can't drink anything other than Diet Coke and enjoy it.
Oh, I get that.
Or other Diet Dr. Pepper. I'm just saying in terms of Coke products.
Yeah.
Yeah, original Coke to me feels way too fizzy, and Pepsi feels way too liquid, or way too, not fizzy enough, you know, very like syrupy.
Yep.
And then the diet versions of both are perfect.
Yeah. You know what the best is?
What's that?
Diet RC Cola.
Ooh.
And you know where you can get it?
Where's that?
At the Minnesota State Fair.
Mm.
Well, I can't wait till the fair then.
Yeah.
I love, thanks for asking, my favorite soda is Fresca.
Oh, I love Fresca.
You know,
we got through the pandemic largely because of Diet Dr. Pepper and Fresca.
Why isn't that a more popular flavor choice? It's grapefruit, zero calorie soda.
Yeah.
I don't understand why there isn't, like, you know how there's all the Sprites and all the Coke products?
What?
What would make it better?
Caffeine.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. So I can't drink caffeine after noon or I will never go to sleep at night. I'm very sensitive to it.
No, I love literally we had both Fresca. Jamie and I would have a Fresca every day during lockdown. Remember when pop was so hard to come by?
Yeah.
And we somehow located like a 24 pack. And so we would just, that would be our.
You had 12 days of bliss.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I still love it. And I eat, now I've decided that it really does help me with my cravings for, you know, candies and cookie at night.
Oh, sure.
So I drink one at night.
Do you?
I'm not saying that's necessarily good for you. I don't know the science behind that. It's terrible?
Yeah, it says basically you're going to turn into an alien.
Uh-oh.
No, I don't know. It's probably a lot better for you than,
I mean, it's zero calorie.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, this has been fun.
Dawn, 0 to 5, Coca-Cola spiced. On the scale of beverages, where would you put spiced Coca-Cola? 0 being the worst thing you ever drank, five being the best thing you ever drank, 0 to 5.
I'm going to say that this is a 1.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it isn't like, it doesn't make me gag.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll say a 1.
Mike? 2.1.
2.1. 1.75.
Nice. You know,
that's what I'm going to give it.
So Coca-Cola spice?
Now,
you didn't make the Olympic trial of sodas.
The Olympic trial of soda. I just decided to sing a song because I'm on sugar too.
Yeah.
Now,
what do you got, Mike? Come on, be weird.
Oh, I am. That's,
I was going to say, he doesn't need sugar for that.
No, not at all.
Are you eating a cheese stick over there, honey?
I have a little Colby Jack cheese square.
Well, when you...
I can't open it, though. What's wrong, Mike?
I want cheese.
Okay, maybe she'll share her cheese with you during the break.
I didn't know there was cheese.
We're going to take a cheese break. And when we come back, I think we should go back to the biggest story of the day.
Yes.
Which is learning about and really sitting with and I think contemplating. And now I can tell you how the world is reacting to the news that Kate Middleton is undergoing some medical treatment in addition to what we already knew. So she's being more forthcoming. Basically told us in a video that she is undergoing some preventative chemotherapy. Let's talk maybe more about how people are reacting to that story.
Yes.
Especially considering all of the speculation that's been going on for the last couple months. When we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
Welcome back to the show, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. It's a Friday, usually having a lot of fun, but we did get some breaking news from the Prince and Princess of Wales on their official Twitter account, Kensington Royal. It was a message from Princess Kate about her health situation. It is her on video speaking about what she went through, being forthcoming about her diagnosis.
You want to listen to the statement again?
Yes.
And so just to paint the picture for the listener who can't see this, the video is her in a garden, presumably in Kensington somewhere, on a park bench. It's not a park, so it's just a bench. Anyway, she's sitting there in casual, comfortable clothing, speaking directly to the camera.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family, but I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well and getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body, and spirits. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support, and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. It means so much to us both. We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment. My work has always brought me a deep sense of joy, and I look forward to being back when I'm able. But for now, I must focus on making a full recovery. At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
Very nice. Very well crafted statement. It seemed to be from the heart, and I feel really bad for them because they're also having to deal with her father-in-law, the king, has cancer as well. At the same time, they're hearing, you know.
It is terrible, and I think it's tragic, and I can't even imagine what it's like to have to deal with it and then deal with it in the public eye and then deal with it after the world has had, like, up your, you know, said behind speculation your existence for the last couple months. But I just can't stop going back to the fact that this was the people around her's responsibility, not hers. Because yes. I honestly feel like she's not running the royal family, right?
Yeah.
You've got a bunch of people in the palace that essentially, months later, thanks to a bunch of world speculation, she has to go out and do essentially a hostage video
right.
to like allay people's concern. Right. And I just feel like she shouldn't have had to do that.
Right.
Whatever, that's where we are. I will say somebody on Twitter put it, I think, and I've seen several versions of this as a reaction now mm-hmm. to the news that we've all learned, that Buckingham Palace, remember, let this woman who has cancer take the blame for a dumb Photoshop picture.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, part of all of this falderall was about this photo that was released.
Uh-huh.
And they let her, because in their statement, they basically threw her under the bus and said it was Catherine, that it was Kate herself that yes. made the changes.
And even if it was, they should have said did it.
I mean, at this moment,
don't say she's a bad Photoshopper. They should have just said, we had a new photographer or a new person. And so
it just shows a level of incompetence of those around her that were not managing this well. Like, she should not be put in that position to have to defend her Photoshop abilities when she's dealing
with cancer
and potentially, you know, major illness.
What I don't want to see from the tabloids, which I'm afraid we will, is people speculating on what type of cancer she has.
I'm sure people will do that.
People immediately will be like, it must be ovarian cancer because at this point, like, just leave her alone. Like, one person who has several retweets and likes underneath this post of hers said, okay, can everyone just leave them alone and let them work this out on their own now? You know, it's like, all right, now we know. But
that's naive, because this is the royal family. Yeah. People aren't going to leave them alone.
I know.
Because of, again, they are human mm-hmm. and deserve respect just like all humans do. But also, their role does not allow them to be treated like regular humans, which mm-hmm. is why I'm saying that there are people around them that should be doing them better, because you are managing a message and also in the management of that message, dealing with actual humans that have feelings and emotions. And mm-hmm. I imagine, because Kate is human, that she is struggling right now. And that's why the people around her should be doing right by her.
A better job to protect her.
And what I mean by that is giving up, because again, remember, King Charles, they announced surgery, found cancer, undergoing treatment, going to try to be back in the game as quickly as he can.
Yeah.
At the very same time that they announced that, which, by the way, there's been no speculation about what's going on with Prince Charles or King Charles and what he's been up to. They don't give you that information for Kate. And look what happens.
Yeah.
Now, again, I don't know why. Maybe that was her choice. Maybe somebody, but she was not getting the best advice to be as upfront with the information as you can. Because if you know you're going to have to tell people at some point, wouldn't you rather tell them quickly so that you don't have people just speculating for months? Yeah.
I'm guessing that she did not want to talk about it, just because of in the past we've seen her react very strongly. If you believe what Harry said in Spare about Meghan asking her, or actually it was on the, was it the Oprah episode? We learned that Meghan Markle asked or said, don't worry about being crabby. I understand you're pregnant and your hormones are probably crazy. And that is what caused a huge fight between them, because she said, don't ever talk about my hormones. So you don't have the right to. You don't know me like that, I guess. So,
but again, that's where somebody should step in and go, I get it. Because again, these people are treated like unfairly in many ways, right? Like, again, we've watched how many seasons of The Crown? They don't treat these people like people. Mm-hmm. You're not treated like a person when you're in the royal family. I'm not excusing that, but I'm saying then those people, if they just thought about this, they would think for a minute, how do we tell this story without putting them under a microscope or unnecessary pressure and unnecessary speculation?
I completely agree.
Because
with
now
you.
What's going to happen? Most people are going to shut up, which
then what
we
could have
done that 3 months ago.
Yeah, what will happen is that we'll see tons of tabloid stories about, is Meghan Markle going to come and visit her? Are Harry and Meghan going to England? That is what we see next. That's what we see next, because, you know, people just can't let it go that they, you know, sometimes families fight and they don't get along in any family. So that's what the attention will turn to, which isn't really fair to either of them. So, oh, man. Well, I'm glad that we now know, and we can all take a step back, hopefully, and not go into crazy town again, where we're thinking she was abducted by aliens.
I wish you all the luck with that one.
Because everybody at every tabloid right now is clickety-clacking.
No, I do think that people will take in this information, and you will see an outpouring of care and concern. Then you will see an outpouring of the usual troll experience that descends upon the internet. Dawn, when we come back, it is the third hour of The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Uber and Lyft might be leaving Minnesota.
Oh,
what the heck are we going to do to get around?
Oh, no.
We're going to talk about it when we come back right here on My Talk 107.